This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October 16. Today's Bible verse is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verse 6. It says there, "He was amazed at their lack of faith." End of quote. Lack of faith is not just a modern phenomenon. Lack of faith was there all through the history. However, the Bible says absence and lack of faith in God will abound more as we approach the last days. Absence, lack of faith in God makes the last days terrifically horrible. The results of abandoning God and lack of faith in Him are daily observed in our TV channels as a glimpse of the evil future dawning on us. You see, Jesus began to teach in a synagogue, and many who heard Him teaching amazed at His teaching. They said, "Where did this wisdom come from? Is he not a carpenter? Is he not Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters with us here?" Jesus did not do any miracles there because of the absence of faith in him. Jesus was amazed at their lack of faith in him. Jesus asked in one other occasion this question, and it is recorded in Luke chapter 18. "When the Son of Man returns, how many will he find on the earth who have faith?" This predicts the seriousness of the lack of faith in him as the world approaches his second coming. Yet, beloved, listen carefully. All your blessings are directly linked to your faith in God. God wants to bless you with all His choicest, best blessings, spiritual and material. However, your lack of faith in Him is the only reason that holds back your best blessings from Him. Your blessings will be according to the measure of your faith in Him. It is that simple and truthful a notion the Bible reveals. Jesus said to the woman in Luke chapter 7, verse 50, He said, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." You see, she was not welcomed in the community. She was not welcomed in Simon's house. Yet still, she came to Simon's house with an alabaster jar of perfume. And she stood behind Jesus weeping, then began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed his feet, poured perfume on it. This reveals her huge faith and trust in Jesus Christ. She went home saved and in full peace, receiving forgiveness of sins from him. Her life was completely changed because of her faith in Jesus Christ. On another occasion, a large crowd followed Jesus and pressed around him. A woman who had been bleeding for 12 long years and no doctor could heal her came behind the crowd and rushed to reach and touch Jesus through the crowd. She said in her heart, "If I can just touch his clothing, Jesus' clothing, I will be healed." Sure enough, with her faith in Jesus, as soon as she touched his clothes, the bleeding of 12 years immediately stopped and she understood it. Jesus realized immediately that healing power had gone out of him, and he asked, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "What do you mean by who touched you? This is a big crowd pressing all around you, and then you ask who touched me?" The woman got afraid and fell at the feet of Jesus and told him all about her. Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace, healed of your diseases." End of quote. Luke 5, 24 to 34. You see, your faith in Jesus Christ can bring in massive benefits, deliverances, and blessings for you. Matthew 15:28 records this. Jesus said to a Canaanite woman, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." You see, her daughter was healed at the same moment. This is an interesting incident you can read. And you can read about this in Matthew 15:21-28. In Luke chapter 23:39-43, records one of the worst criminals in Jesus' time, miraculously delivered from his future consequences and punishments when he expressed his faith in Jesus Christ, even during the last moment of his life. You see, he said to Jesus, he turned around to Jesus and said to him, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him immediately and said, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Due to limited time and space, I can't illustrate other examples. Your faith in Jesus brings in good tidings of blessings for you and your dear ones. When you put your faith in him, Jesus releases his divine love and power on you. You and your household will experience God's blessings around you. Bible says in Acts 16:31, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household." Beloved, you and I live in a world that is hostile to faith in the living God. The world became more secular, and day by day it is being filled with selfish, prideful and egocentric people. You and I are called to be God-centric individuals who keep our faith in him no matter what happens around us or inside us. Our faith in God must abound much more in these evil days, in the midst of severe and harsh testing before the second coming of Christ. Bible says God gives faith, Ephesians 2:8. It is a gift of God, and God can increase your faith. The apostle asked Jesus to increase their faith, Luke 17:5. Romans 10:7 says, "Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Jesus Christ." So it is a gift of God. Faith can be increased, and the means by which we can increase our faith is hearing the word of God, Bible messages about Jesus Christ. Beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, Lord, give me more measure of faith in me. Create in me a heart to listen more messages and teachings about Jesus. I know Jesus is the Son of God who came to this world and died in my place for my sins. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Save me and my household as you did to the jailer in Acts 16, 31-34. I call upon your name, Jesus. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.